أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ نجيناكم من آل فرعون يسومونكم سوء العذاب يذبحون أبناءكم ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. This ayat we read yesterday, in which Allah Ta'ala explained that the second favor Allah mentions here on the Bani Israel, that Allah Ta'ala saved them from the terrible punishment that was put onto them by Fir'aun and his people, and that they realized that though they were the chosen people, but Allah had tested and tried them with this azab, with this punishment from Fir'aun, and that, oh, it is only Allah that can give us salvation from that. That we learn from there that whatever conditions come on us, we have to turn to Allah, only Allah can save us. And in this dunya also, and more particularly in the akhirah. Yeah, in this dunya, a person can still be fooled that I can make effort, I can go to this one for help, I can try and do that. But in the akhirah, clearly a person will see there is no other help for him but from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to learn that lesson from yeah, that for any problem we turn to Allah and we seek His help. And that terrible punishment which Fir'aun had put on them, يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, that he used to slaughter the male issues, all the boys that were born, and the girls, he used to keep them alive. And this, any person who has got any self-respect and who have got his honor will realize that this, the keeping alive of the girls was a bigger punishment than the slaughtering of the boys. That those girls were then abused in whatever way a person can think. They were abused terribly in every way. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, or usme آزمائش تھی تمہارے رب کی طرف سے بری. And this was a great test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in this, the ulama have written, mufassirin have written, that Fir'aun had seen a dream that from Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis, a fire emerged from there, a very huge fire. And it surrounded the whole of Egypt, that is where Fir'aun, who was the leader, the king of Egypt, it surrounded the whole of Egypt. And it entered every home of the Qibti, that is the people of Fir'aun. That fire entered every home of theirs, of his people, and destroyed it, while the Bani Israel's houses were left completely safe. The fire did not touch any of the houses of the Bani Israel. Though they were downtrodden, they were weak, Fir'aun was at least letting out his terrible punishment upon them, but from Allah's side, in that dream he saw that they were being saved. From here we also learn that everything happens only by the will of Allah. The fire surrounded the whole of Egypt, but only for whom it was appointed, the Qibti people, the people of Fir'aun, it only entered those homes. Similarly, this virus we have at the moment, it can only reach those people whom Allah has written, for whom Allah has written it. And for whom Allah has not written it, it will never reach those people. So we make dua also and hope from Allah Ta'ala. But yeah, this is a thing that even Muslims, non-Muslims, all will be taken. But the lesson to learn, it is only by the will of Allah. If Allah has written it for me, it's definitely going to come to me. And if Allah has not written it for me, nothing can let it come to me. We have to trust more in Allah. We take our precautions, and the greatest precaution is to stay away from sin and disobedience of Allah. So with that lesson we take from there. The fortune tellers in the time of Fir'aun, he asked them for the interpretation of this dream. They told him the interpretation is that a child, a boy, will be born to the Bani Israel, who is going to overthrow your government and all the Qibti people, the people of Fir'aun. He will overthrow all of them, and their rule will come and overtake this whole country of Egypt. It is on that basis then that Fir'aun had ordered that every boy that is born to the Bani Israel must be slaughtered, must be killed. But all that planning, here again we see that man's planning fails completely. So much it failed, here we see that when Musa alayhi salam was born, Allah made it such a way that he came right and he was brought up in the palace of Fir'aun. And Fir'aun paid for his upbringing. So yeah, also mankind, whatever laws we make and whatever protocols and precautions we take, they are nothing compared to this divine and overpowering system of Allah Ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother had given birth to him, she feared that now the government, the police will come and will kill this boy of mine. And when they were about to enter the home, Allah ordered her to put this child in a box and put him into the waters which were raging so terribly. But she trusted in Allah. And in all odds, she put this little boy and left him, well, so to say, from the frying pan into the fire. And then where did that water and the waves take the child? Right to the palace of Fir'aun, where he and his wife were having, so to say, a picnic on the beach. And they saw this little box. When they opened it, a little baby. And Allah had put the love of that baby in Fir'aun's wife Asiya's heart. And she then said that this boy is a wonderful boy, who spare him. And also Allah made it that he pulled at the beard of Fir'aun. Fir'aun was convinced, this is the boy that is going to overthrow my government. But in spite of that, Allah made it that he grew up there, and the expenses for his milk feeding, etc., was borne by Fir'aun himself. So the same way, man makes laws and all our precautions, but Allah's laws are above, far above that. We must have full trust in the laws of Allah Ta'ala and trust on that. Not this weakness of ours that we think all the other protocols are so important and we forget about the laws and the system, the divine system of Allah and the divine laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to give preference to. The Quran teaches us this right through all along. May Allah give us the proper understanding, the proper amal also, protect our iman in Islam, give us the best of deen, dunya and akhirat.